bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes, on 107.7 The Bronx, 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Michalowski. The college campus protests have reached a new boiling point, resulting in violence. Last night, the UCLA campus saw dueling groups of pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian protesters come to blows and needed to be separated by police with riot shields. According to CBS News, the clashes at the UCLA campus took place around one of the tent encampments inhabited by pro-Palestinian protesters, who barricaded themselves using plywood while opposing sides tried taking them down. Videos have also shown fireworks exploding around the encampment and people also throwing chairs, in addition to an individual who was laying on the ground, piled on, and beaten with sticks and kicks. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass called the violence abhorrent and inexcusable on social media. Across the country, other campuses have seen some violent encounters with the law, like at Columbia University, where police had to clear out an entire building occupied by pro-Palestine protesters. Since the protests began, more than 1,000 arrests have been made across the nation. Staying with news on the West Coast, 55 people have been injured in a public transportation crash, with two of those individuals in critical condition. The collision came between a Los Angeles Metro Rail and a University of Southern California bus. Metro officials say the crash occurred when the bus crossed into the path of the southbound train. Among the 55 people who were treated for injuries, 16 were transported to a local hospital in fair condition, while the other two, as previously mentioned, were in critical condition. Thankfully, no children were seriously injured or were needed to be treated. The Los Angeles County Metropolitan Transportation Authority provided a statement, which was picked up by ABC News on Tuesday, stating, "Metro offers its sympathies to those injured during the accident." Now here is a story that will make you smile. A young girl from the city of Sheffield in the UK was diagnosed with a rare form of blood cancer, but with the help of her little sister, she became cured. At the age of 6, Ruby Leaning was diagnosed with lymphoblastic leukemia, or ALL. ALL can be typically treated with chemo, but Ruby's needed to be further treated with a bone marrow transplant. When looking for donors, it was Ruby's 2-year-old sister who would be the perfect match. Thankfully, the transplant was a success, and Ruby was cured. Now cancer-free for the last 2 years, her family describes Ruby as a happy, normal, and healthy 10-year-old who loves swimming, dancing, and piano lessons. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes, on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Michalowski.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.